This gentle meditation covers the Gemini full moon that takes place Tuesday, December 13th, 2016 at 4:06 p.m. Pacific time. Get comfortable, relax, close your eyes. Let your breathing be easy and full, but relaxed. Typically, your attention is coming from your brain, your eyes, your face, your ears, your mouth. Put your attention on and within what it feels like to be in your body right now. Scan each part of your body so that you are aware of what it feels like in your body right now. Your sanity, your confidence, your ability to make the right decisions for the right reasons at the right times depends upon being fully in your body and your heart, mind, and spirit. So this body awareness thing is not just twice a month you hear this invitation from me and you do it and you say, wow, that's helpful. And your brain says, well, I mean, I guess that could be incorporated, I guess, twice a month. When in fact, you need to do it every day. Again, your sanity and your strength rest upon it. The potential for you to develop and carry sanity with you every day for the rest of your life rests upon body awareness, choosing to be fully embodied. So as you notice what is in your body, whether stress or tension, a twitch, hunger, an organ, speaking, a muscle, soreness, you might realize your posture is not ideal, or your shoes are too tight, or, your brain says, I just really don't like this shirt. Whatever it is, just let it be okay. Whatever you notice, but stay conscious of what is happening in your body. And do so for the duration of this half hour together. Now send cords energetically and with your imagination from your root chakra or first chakra, which is located at the anus, and your feet. From these three spots, send cords into the earth from your body. And on your inhales, draw the energy of the earth fully up into your body on every inhale. Always remember that the earth is available to you to ground in this way 24/7. It is part of the earth's job, just because for thousands of years, humans have distanced themselves from the earth and as a result from their bodies, does not mean the earth is not a soul here to serve you, to serve your divine evolution. The Earth's consciousness is a portion of divine consciousness, just like you and just like me. And so as you breathe this calming, slowing down, simplifying energy into your body, make a commitment to yourself to do this daily, no matter what's going on, to begin and end your days with a connection to the Earth. Your sanity and strength and confidence rest upon you being in your body and connected to the earth. Your brain wants to see you, meaning it, because it has often, and many people, convinced them that it is them, that the brain, the mind, and logic are the only games in town. Your brain has decided that you are on your own. It must work overtime to protect you, to prevent you from failing, to make sure that you are likable or attractive, or not the wrong kind of person, because you see things that are hidden and you tell the truth, or you say no to people. Your brain does not want you to do these things. My invitation to you repeatedly is to put your brain in the position of surrendering to serve the rest of you. Body, mind, heart, spirit, all together as part of a team. To serve the learning journey of your soul. And now scan your body one more time and decide that you are willing to release stress and tension, doubt, confusion, disarray, worry, anxiety, etc., that you may have collected earlier today or the last few days or weeks or months. Decide that you cannot possibly use that stress and tension and worry and anxiety and thinking about the future and numbers, anxiety over numbers, past and present and future, cannot possibly use those to tell you who you are, because you are a divine being who is a work in progress, not the plans and numbers associated with your logistical left brain life. Also decide that the energies of other people, even those to whom you are connected and wish to remain connected, you cannot possibly use these energies to tell you who you are. Decide they cannot stay. And decide all of this energy and debris, the expectations of others, their attitudes, their needs, their requirements, their judgments of you, from past and present. Decide you cannot possibly use any of this to tell you who you are. Will that it go down through the cords into the earth on your exhales, naturally, and thank the earth for receiving this excess energy, which it will always do for you. As I said moments ago, the earth is available to you in this way, to support you, to share its strength, its solidity. Understand that the earth can transmute negativity that you send. The earth, you are in partnership with the earth. Your soul chose to have a body, which is an extension of the earth, for a reason. So you can be in partnership with the earth, which is being in partnership with your body. Now I will discuss the themes, certain themes, of this full moon in Gemini. During a full moon in Gemini, the sun is in Sagittarius. The moon is opposite the sun. So I would like to begin, as usual, with these full moon explications, these explorations, to discuss the Sagittarius angle before we talk about the Gemini full moon. The sun is about 22.5 degrees Sagittarius during this lunation. So over 3 weeks, have you had the giant flashlight in the sky putting light on Sagittarian issues and methods and motivations? Belief, expansion, risk, what you should have faith in, what you might hope for, how you might improve your life, how you might be more optimistic. These are Sagittarius themes, methods, motivations. To expand, to become better, to become bigger, to search for the truth, to search for what is really true, but the key here being the search. And so the giant flashlight in the sky, the sun, has been showing you issues about belief. Saturn has been in Sagittarius longer than the Sun this year. And so you've actually had many more opportunities than just having the Sun pass through for 1 month during the year to evaluate what you believe, and especially in contrast with what others believe or seem to believe, what others insist on believing, what others are fixated upon believing that isn't true, but they think is true, belief. The search for truth does not mean that you will find truth. The search for truth is, in fact, an arc of experience during which a human, and groups of humans, of course, together, find out about the power of belief and about how what you would prefer to be true is not always true. And there's the moral at the end of the story that will come up repeatedly, but the process along the way involves being fixated upon something that is not true, but you would like to be true. So as you are seeing in your world with political issues, and many of you are wondering about the leaning to the right. As you say, left is liberal, right is conservative. But you have these waves in the U.S. and different parts of Europe and surely in other parts of the world where this ultra-conservative, us-versus-them fear-based thing is up. This anti-immigration thing is how it presents itself most clearly and so consistently. The beliefs are in charge. Not reason, not rationality, not truth. Beliefs. And so while the Sun is in Sagittarius, also of course when Saturn is in Sagittarius, your task is to realize, and to see clearly, what it is you believe and why. So, your perceptions of what others believe, why they believe it, what it means about them that they believe it, what it means that masses of people can band together and act on things that are not, capital T, true and real, that are not aligned with spirit, but are based in fears of the mind and walls put up around the heart. The fact that this can happen, whatever you notice, whatever you resist, what triggers you, that is instructive about your relationship with belief. Can you have compassion for people who believe things and operate according to principles that are not true? Can you see clearly that other people who believe things other than what you believe are divine beings? Our souls attempting through the human life to figure out what's true and how to be human. And perhaps very importantly, are you willing to see yourself as also guided by belief, but you can't see the source and sometimes you can't see the consequences of your own beliefs? I'm saying to you, if you are finding it difficult to be aware of others' misguided beliefs, critically evaluate your own beliefs. Not just what you believe that may be counter or counterpoint to what they believe, but also what you believe about these people and the world and truth and justice. Is there truth? Is there justice? Are these people divine beings? What do I believe about people who hate? And so the Sun at this point for 22 degrees, 22 days at the point of this lunation is in Sagittarius. It has already passed over Saturn, which at the time of the lunation is at 19 degrees. So you have had almost a week at the time of this lunation of the giant flashlight in the sky revealing to you the Saturnian issues in your life. Do you resist believing anything because you don't want to believe a lie? Do you overindulge in a belief because you are attached to the identity derived from it? What do you really think is happening here? Who do you believe you are? What is the earth? What is the earth for? What is your body? Who is God? Who is this Jehudi talking at you all the time, telling you to get grounded? You are supposed to right now be having some tension as you look at what you truly believe and what you don't believe, what you cannot believe, and what belief you perhaps cannot release because it is so entrenched in your identity. Or rather, I'd rather say it a different way, that your identity, your chosen identity, is in fact a sub-part of you, a sub-personality, a thread of your consciousness, an inner child, or an other life persona, meaning a past life persona of yours that is present in your consciousness, that you have chosen one that has beliefs that don't work because you are so deeply invested in the pain, sorrow, grief, regret, shame, or guilt that that part carries. And so what is it that you believe and why? Right now, Sun, conjunct Saturn, says it's reality check time for you to be aware of where this belief comes from and why am I fighting for it so vociferously, so doggedly. Why am I stuck? Also conjunct the Sun is the asteroid Arjun Suri. Later you can look up asteroid number 20300. This is an asteroid that the channel has introduced to astrological analysis. It is about inner wisdom. It is about, in a way, conscience. It is about to whom and where you go when you have the most important questions to answer. What is my purpose? Who am I really? What is the right thing to do with my life? How can I be of service? How can I best navigate being a human? What should I do in this dilemma with this opportunity? If you assume others are wiser than you, you may give power to others. So Arjun Suri always calls for an inner exploration of what is true, what feels true, what serves you, what is right for you to do. When Arjun Suri goes wrong, you ask everybody else for advice, and their advice either yields what looks like mistakes, or as you receive the advice, like if you act on their advice, you feel like you've messed up, or you receive the advice and you automatically know it's not right for you, for whatever reason. You might perceive they're projecting, you might perceive they don't really understand the story, something. But you, and only you, know what's true for you. So there's a call for this. Now the Sun here puts attention on this, the reality of Saturn being here, and as I said a bit ago, you are being asked to evaluate why you are so attached to the belief that is holding you back. That keeps you feeling guilty or shamed or small or weak. That keeps you feeling powerless to do something about your beliefs that is proactive, that is helpful and service-oriented in some way, creative also in some way. The collusion of these three archetypes can have you exploring and essentially fighting a kind of jadedness within you. Perhaps something has always been this way, and so that is why you insist that it is that way. Do you realize, in fact, you are guided by belief? Do you realize that you are constantly insisting upon viewing the world through a certain lens and interpreting the world according to the properties of that lens? And so what is it that's true? You must actually step outside the lens of what you expect to find to be true. Put your attention on the cords into the earth. Breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Let this energy reach all parts of your body. Let it fill your body. As you follow this breath on your inhales, notice what is happening where in your body. Decide once again that tension and stress and doubt and regret and shame and guilt and second guessing, as well as the energies of other people, the attitudes, expectations, and criticisms of other people, decide you cannot possibly use these to tell you who you are. Decide they must go. Next, breathe in from below and from above through your crown simultaneously. These are very different filters. The energy from above will feel light. If you do it alone, it will make you giddy. But if you are fully grounded, as I have asked you to do thus far in this meditation, you will not float away. You will not be flaky or ungrounded. Feel blissed out to the detriment of sanity and strength. So you breathe in simultaneously from both sources. Bring those energies to your fourth chakra. And then relax it on your exhale. And now I'm going to explain more to you about the aspects with this full moon. As you have been struggling with what is true, what should be true, what your brain has decided you are going to find to be true, and if it's not true, then something's wrong. Then the world is out of whack. You heard this with the U.S. president-elect's claims before being elected that the election was rigged. And essentially, any outcome that was not him winning meant the system was rigged. And this is a perfect Sagittarius example. You expect to find something to be true. You're going to hold everybody else accountable for if reality differs from what your expectation is. And you are, of course, right. This is one of the things that goes wrong when we have Sagittarius energy. I mentioned being jaded before, and that's a lead-in to talk about a Gemini full moon. This Gemini course corrects with curiosity and openness and flexibility. Course corrects the Sagittarius excess, but also the attachment to the lens of belief through which you look. Now at the Gemini full moon, it's stale. You realize something is not true that you have felt was true, or that you were identity-wise deeply invested in it being true. And so you have been stuck in a pattern or stuck regarding belief, regarding what is true, what is right to do, what is worth doing, regarding what is possible. For you, for the world, for others, what you can and can't do, as Saturn is involved in this. And you have a square to Chiron within 2 degrees of this lunation, Chiron in Pisces. And so what you would like to be true, you are now seeing the effects on real people of that position, how your belief, in fact, affects you and those around you. If you feel stuck and limited, if you feel sorry for yourself, other people will typically unconsciously reflect to you how your energy affects them. The square says, am I willing to receive information and perspectives that grate against my natural rhythm, that seem to slow me down or stop my groove or ruin my rhythm. I'll speak more about this in a moment. The Gemini full moon, the course correction for the Sagittarius excess of what I'd like to be true, is finding out more information. Some of you will ask questions. Some of you will find yourselves bombarded with information. But new data. New perspectives. New opinions. And this square to Chiron, to this Gemini full moon, says some of those opinions will be nonverbal. You will energetically sense what is happening in the world and in others around you. So what is it that's true? This is the Gemini-Sagittarius axis dilemma. Sagittarius expects to find something to be true, so therefore it kind of creates and spins something into the status of being true, but it isn't. The Gemini full moon says, you're wrong. Look at these data. Did you check your facts? Because here are the facts. Gemini says all things might be true, but Gemini is also being very aware that everything isn't true. So Gemini is the mind of the journalist and the researcher, while Sagittarius is the mind of the zealot, the person devoted to a spirituality, a belief, a philosophy, the believer, versus the journalist. At the Gemini full moon, your job is to ask questions and get answers. Your job is to have the normal rhythm of what you have been doing interrupted by the need to learn something new, to ask a new kind of person a question you didn't ever think you would ask, to shake things up by finding out that you're wrong. Now, this is a moment. And in the weeks leading up to it, you have had the opportunity to be within the rhythm of your own belief and those around you. In this moment, you realize it is not that the belief is right or wrong. But in the moment of the Gemini full moon, you realize that the key to this, it's not about right and wrong, which is what the axis pair, Gemini and Sagittarius, can get arguing about. And Sagittarius can get stuck in. This is right, this is right, this is right, that is wrong, that is wrong. But in fact, the real issue is how you relate to thought, how you experience perception. Are you open to learning? So alternate new perspectives come in during a Gemini full moon that have the opposite or nothing to do with what you have been working so hard to maintain. Now, this for some of you could be a casual comment where somebody in an offhanded way pierces that sad balloon you're carrying about what is not possible and who you are because of past mistakes. And somebody just says something to you that's a little puff of fresh air, and it's momentary, and you realize, wait a minute. I've been so focused on trying to be right that I forgot there were other things to know, there were other experiences, there were other words, there were other ideas. And so at this Gemini full moon, you need new input. You need, at this Gemini full moon, you emotionally need to have something shake up your rhythm. Perhaps several things. Gemini is about multiplicity. All things could be true, so let me learn a bunch of things. While the Sagittarius thing that we want to step away from for a moment and get perspective on is let me try to find the one thing that is true. So at a Gemini full moon, the course correction is to cease focusing only on what you expected to be true, and to learn some new things, and find out that your brain, in getting stuck in a groove, has overfocused on its own perceptions. The world, you find out during a Gemini time, is full of information. And again, Gemini perspectives may say all things could be true, and you might attempt to avoid relativism. This is a Sagittarius criticism for Gemini. It is not that everything could be true. That is, everything is not true, Sagittarius says. But Gemini says, but how do you know? Which thing is true if you don't evaluate them? If you don't try them on for size and chew on them? If you don't play with them and develop models for how things may fit into reality? If you don't ask questions? If you don't debate? If you don't learn from others' perspectives and alternate ways of seeing things? If you are fixated on what you expect to be true, you will not find truth, Gemini says. But if you evaluate candidates for truth and give each a chance, you can. You can find what's true. Put your attention on these cords into the earth, this cord from your crown to the cosmos, breathing these energies in simultaneously now to the fourth chakra and out on your exhales through the fourth chakra, opening the heart. Decide that you are willing to forgive yourself if you have believed things that are not true. Decide you will release shame and guilt for having believed things that are, quote, wrong, unquote. Decide that you are willing to find out in what ways you have been fixated on a belief and an outcome because you have identified with part of you who has been hurt or shamed or guilted for some reason, or some part of you that carries fear that something might be true, so let's not look at it and let's insist this other thing is true. Decide to forgive yourself for all such things because you are, in fact, a soul living a human life. You are a divine being who is a work in progress, learning how to make better choices as you go. So I invite you to take responsibility for what you believe and how they have been manifesting in your life, but to be open to evaluating critically your attachment to the identity of that part of you. Well, I've been wronged. I've been hurt. I made a mistake. I can't seem to do anything right. I don't think anyone likes me. I don't know if I like myself. These are beliefs that are value judgments. The Gemini full moon says, let me shake that up and find out that I'm wrong. That takes us to the end of our time together today. If you wish to remain in this space and ask questions and tune in, ask your guides, ask the universe, and then write down answers or meditate, feel free, but this recording will end in a moment. Thank you for your time and energy. Take care of yourself.